Hi, welcome to another episode of the Boat Podcast. My name is Oluwatosin, and on today's episode, I'm going to be reviewing a book titled Treasures in a Woman, written by Shade Akoni. And one of the topics I'm going to talk about in the book is women as a weaker vessel. You know, it's in the Bible where the Bible said that treats women as unto the weaker vessel and all that. So over the years, the issue of women being addressed as weaker vessel, it has always been sort of controversial, and it has been somehow misunderstood by both men and women. Men feel that, okay, women are below them, they look down upon the women, and even the women, they back it up with the fact that women too are weaker vessel, you know, even in churches, at workplace. So when they say things like women are weaker vessel, it's more like an insult, you know. So it's that, Berenice, you know, she's a woman, so leave her, you know, she's a weaker vessel, you know, that kind of thing. It's more like a demeaning statement. So today we are going to be looking at really what does it mean when the Bible says the woman is a weaker vessel. And you see, on the other end, you find women who want to struggle with a man, you know, women who believe that they should be equal to the man, who believe that they should be treated the same way with a man, women who call themselves kings. And I always say this in my mind and to anybody who wants to listen, that women are not kings. But anyway, that is story for another day. In fact, if you call a woman a weaker vessel, it can lead to quarrel because they see it as an insult. And so what does the Bible really say? What does it really mean when you say that the woman is a weaker vessel? Now let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. It says, husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of God of life, for your prayers might not be hindered. Another version says, more delicate than you. So the other version is saying that women as a weaker vessel means more delicate than you. So weakness here, according to the scripture and according to the book that I read, written by Shade Akoni, says that weakness does not mean physical weakness or intellectual weakness. That is not what this kind of weakness is talking about. Weakness here means a woman is delicate. Not just a woman, but generally, if you are described as weak, it means you are delicate, you are precious, and you are indisposable. For example, if we look at women in the Bible, women like Deborah, Mary Magdalene, Mary Slessor, and even women who did great things in the world that are not even written in the Bible. These are women who showed great strength. So if we are to say that women are weaker vessel, that means that these women, we will not really categorize them to be weaker vessels because they really showed strength. Mary Magdalene, Deborah went with war. You know, women who actually did great things in the Bible. So weakness here, what does it really mean? Weakness of a woman is not because of her sin. Because you find out that some people say it's because the woman gave the man apple, so the woman is a sinner. You know, all those blah 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 nonsense, and I don't want to say it's rubbish, but then you find out that those are the kinds of things that some people believe in. Now, if you say that the women are weaker vessel, that means the men too are weak. It's just that the women are weaker. The women are only weaker. Now, weakness that comes from recognizing your spiritual poverty, that is what weakness is really about. You recognize the fact that you need God. You recognize the fact that you are nothing without God. Because the Bible says that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. So weakness here means that you are submitted to God. You realize that without God you are nothing. You realize that without God you cannot do anything. Now if you don't recognize that you are spiritually poor, you become complacent, you become proud, you become satisfied with your knowledge of God, you become self-reliant, you become so lukewarm, such that You are not even looking forward to having a greater relationship with God. Meanwhile, it is people who are humble, who realize that they are weak. Those are the kind of people that always strive for more. Those are the kind of people that want more, that want to know God more. You see, so when God says that women are weaker vessels, He is calling forth something that is good. So when God says a woman is weaker vessel, it's not as if it's not something bad. It is something that is good. It makes the woman realize that she needs God. It makes the woman realize that she is nothing without God. So it is something desirable in our lives. He wants us to depend on Him such that He is the only source and the only source that we rely on, because it's the only source that never runs dry. When a woman proves too strong, she zones out of God's will for her life. She doesn't give God the place to be God. She does not give God the place to play His role as a source. You know, she uses the opportunity to just be as if she's proud, she's not humble. I know all that kind of thing. God is our strength, and the Bible says that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. That is what it means to be weak. I hope with this short podcast you've been blessed, and many more of this will come on this book.